Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't have to check your dial. This is WWL Fans in the Pro. Deuce McAllister holding it down with Charlie Long as my partner Mike Haas is already in Seattle. So, you know, hey, I told you we got a 2-hour therapy session. So, you know, we're gonna make it a little fun. And hopefully you guys, everyone is listening on the free Odyssey app. And if you can give us a call at 504-350-1746, I'm going to go to the phone line right now to Eric, who is on the Gulf Coast in Biloxi. Eric, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Listen, I've seen the last couple of years where Coach Brian Kelly, he brings a lot of transfer guys. He forget about the guys he recruited mostly. One point I want to make was going to give him a problem this year, in my opinion, is that we look at Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. You come down with Jefferson and Chase, and then you have league neighbors and Brian Thomas, Calvin Lacy, Kyle Parker and Chris Hilton Jr. was the heir apparent to the throne for the next two big LSU receivers. Now he brings these transfer guys like Brown and Anderson, Nick Anderson, and Aaron. These guys are both slot receivers. I think Brian Thomas and Kyle Parker are the 50-50 guys, and they're the guys that can stress the defense. And he's counting on these screens, pass these across the middle for these guys to take it to the house. And taking alone, that's going to cost them.
So, Eric, you're frustrated about the lack of development or the fast tracking. Look, I can understand the frustration with maybe some new guys coming into the fray and having to play and maybe not developing or seeing some of the guys that you have been developing as much. But the college football game has changed tremendously with the transfer portal. And so, Eric, one of the things that a lot more stress and pressure on coaches to kind of win immediately because you don't have maybe the window that you once had as far as, hey, I can develop a player and he still be here. That's the other part of it as well. A lot of those guys that you may have named in today's era, they may not have stayed for 2 years or 3 years and wait their turn. And so that's kind of the game is how it's played now today. And so if you've got a chance to, particularly with a senior or an upper class quarterback, you better get him some weapons, and so you can try to win now. I think that's probably the most critical part that when you look at college football, that's kind of where you're at today.
Deuce, I think it's interesting because, you know, entering the year, a lot of the comments were that this is the deepest wide receiver room that Brian Kelly's ever had in his 35-plus years of coaching. And the one player that Eric had just mentioned that I don't think has gotten going yet, and I think Coach Kelly has also mentioned this, that they need to get him going, is Chris Hilton.
Yep.
I mean, he was one of LSU's representatives at SEC Media Days. He's a, you know, team captain type of guy, a leader on the offense, leader of that wide receiver room, a senior type of guy as well, as you were mentioning about keeping guys in the program. And he's dealt with injury issues in the past. Like, I remember last year was going to be his breakout, but then he's got the foot injury that keeps him out basically for more than half of the season. And he gets back late and gets off to a slow start once he gets back onto the field. But then he shows some flashes late, and he just really hasn't gotten going yet. I don't know how much of that is due to, you know, the injury to Garrett Nussmeier. You know, he's been dealing with that torso issue and how they really haven't been airing it out down the field necessarily early on this season. But that's a guy that I think Coach Kelly and LSU's offensive staff need to get going and want to get going as well.
Yeah, no, I agree, which I think, you know, anytime that you have some of those playmakers that can help you make some plays, you want to give them the football, and particularly a guy that, Chris is a guy that you feel like that can be a difference maker, a guy that can stretch the field for you. But at some point, you have to look and say, hey, is this on the staff or is this on the player? You know, because it's not like he's new in the system. Neither of those guys, when you talk about talking about your quarterback and or top receivers that were returning, you know, it's not like this is their first time playing together. And so that's probably a collective effort where, one, the coach has to call, you know, the opportunities and dial it up. But two, it has to be executed to the level that you kind of have to be able to go out there and do. And so until you have that going, you can see some of the frustration, because we can all agree. The talk of this team even coming close to the 19 LSU team, that's not even, you know, it's nowhere, I don't want to say possible, but it hadn't looked that way at all. And so I think it's still taking some time for those guys to come together up front. And then on the outside, you've got to be able to continue to make plays.
Right there with you. As far as the Berrian Brown, he's been someone that LSU brought from the transfer portal from Kentucky.
From Kentucky.
And he's been a weapon. Aaron Anderson's been Mr. Consistency, though. Like, that has been their top dog in the passing attack. It was really last season, but also this season as well, early on. So, you know, it's just different elements, different receivers that bring different aspects to the game. Like, Nick Anderson, the transfer from Oklahoma, is another one that they're probably looking to get going as well. Kind of the more big body possession type of receiver. Whereas, you know, it really depends on what LSU's plan in the passing attack is, given their opponent. And, you know, we'll see what ends up happening tomorrow night at Southeastern if LSU and Garrett Nussmeier can get any of these guys going.
Yeah, definitely have to get them going. I think, you know, when you have those type of weapons, trying to keep them happy is always challenging as well, just because you have so many of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.